Okay, we're up to Siman. We're up to page 538. Siman Tofei. Din yoytzechutz l'tchum is the halacha of somebody who's walking out of the tchum. Mishal tzechutz l'tchum. So the halacha is, what happens if somebody actually walks out of the tchum? What happens if somebody actually walks out of the tchum? By mistake. Mishal tzechutz l'tchum afilu ama achas. Even one ama. He walked out of the tchum, out of 2,000 amas. He walked out of Filo Amma Achas, even one Amma. Lo yekoneis liyois kivnei o'ir. Ve'ein lo elo aba amas, ma'amid es raglev l'chutz. What happens then is, that he's got, from where he walked, that place where he's now, he's got four amas. If he enters another tchum, another area, that doesn't mean that he can now get that tchum of that particular place. No. But, he does get the four amas of where he currently is. So if you walk beyond, he's got four amas. That's what amas he's got. Ve'ein lo ela arba amas ma'amidas raglov ve'lachutz. He has got four amas ma'amidas raglov from where he is ve'lachutz and beyond. So just four amas. So it's raglo achas toich ha'tchum. Raglo achas chutz ha'tchum. What happens if he's got one foot in the tchum and one foot out of the tchum? Yikones, he can go in. So one foot, he can be meikel and if one foot is in, then that's fine. Okay. Misha kiddush shalav ayoyim. What happens if Gimel? What happens if somebody misha kiddush shalav ayoyim? What happens if it became Shabbos? Misha kiddush shalav ayoyim v'uchutz l'tchum, and he's outside of the tchum. So it was Shabbos came in and he was outside of the tchum. The tchum of the city. Hafilu ama achas, and he's outside of the tchum, but even just one ama outside of the tchum. Lo yikones liyois kibnei ha'ir. He may not enter to become like bnei ha'ir, like people of that. That city of that chum, ve'enu mehalach elu alpaim amar lechol ruach memokum shekiddush olav ayoyim. So the halacha is that if he's outside of the chum, even it could be that he's just one little bit outside of the chum, but the halacha is he's got 2,000. Let's look at the Mishnah who explains it. Siv Gimel, v'chutz l'tchum ha'ir, he's outside of the tchum of the city. De'ilu ya b'soich tchum ha'ir, if he is in the tchum of the city, obviously, choshov kibnei ha'ir, he's considered somebody in the city, kemen she'daitoi lichnois la'ir, since his intention is to enter the city. V'yesh lo'i kol ha'ir, and he's got the entire city, v'alpaim amo, and 2,000 amos beyond, svivo lechol tzad. So if he is in the city, so obviously he's got the tchum of the entire city, plus it's 2,000 amos. V'yesh lekol ha'ir v'alpaim amos svivo lechol tzad. Avol, but, kivn she'ichshich lo'i ama achas chutz l'tchum, since when it became Shabbos, it was one amo outside of the tchum, eino el alpaim amo, he only has got 2,000 amos, soviv, around Mimkoimo, his place, Shabbos Shom, where he was Shabbos. So Rabbi Yisai, halach is as follows, imagine he's the tchum of the city, and he's even one step away, one amo away from the tchum of the city. So where could the tchum of the city be? We said, if you look at Edge West, so where would the tchum of the city be? Say by the, on the way to L Street, you know? So you're one step away from there. One step away of the tchum of the city. And the halacha is, you have 2,000 amas from where you are. But you cannot just say, okay, I've got one step, I can step into the city, and then I've got the tchum of the whole city plus 2,000 amas. No, since you're outside of the city, so outside the tchum of the city by one amma only, one step. But you're outside of the tchum of the city. So therefore you've got a 2,000 amas. That's what Shulchan Aruch means over here. Yish l'apayim l'chol ruach m'mokim shekiddush olav ayoyim. Yeah, interesting suggestion. In Siv Dalet, Mish yotze chutz l'tchum shloi l'das. What happens if somebody walked out of the tchum? What would you do if somebody walks out by mistake outside of the tchum? Say you're in the holidays, you're walking out, and suddenly you're on Shabbos and you're walking out, suddenly you realize you've gone too far. You've gone that much too far. What are you meant to do? Suggestion in Shulchan Aruch is as follows. Somebody went by mistake out of the tchum of the city. He can make a mechitza shel bnei adam of a human mechitza. She'ervu le'oisei ruach. She'ervu. He can make a mechitza out of people that they made an eruv, fleoisoach into that direction, vecholin leilech shom, and they can, and they're allowed to walk into that direction, veyasu sviv of kmoi mechitza, and they make around him like a mechitza, veyekonis benem, and he enters between them. As long as they don't know, they have been called in order to be a mechitza. But if he intentionally walked out of the tchum, also it will be also. Very similar indeed. That's right. Spot on. Very similar indeed. Yeah, we did indeed. Yes, that's correct. So what's the halacha? What are we saying over here? What is he meant to do? Human mechitza. Yeah, so those people are allowed to go into that direction because they made an Eruv Tchumim. So they're allowed to go there. So they will be surrounding him. They'll make a mechitza. And then that will enable him to walk back. That's right. That's it. As long as they don't know. Those human mechitzas don't know. Shalashem kachniku, they're called for that. Yes. They don't know that they are acting as a mechitza. They think they are just like, I don't know what they are thinking. I don't know what they are thinking. But as soon as they know that they have been abused as mechitzas, then it doesn't work anymore. Yeah, and indeed it is comparable to the halachas, as you're pointing out, what we learned earlier. Yeah, that would work over here. What happens if somebody is schlepped outside of the tchum without his willingness? He doesn't know anything about it. He doesn't agree to it. So let's say somebody is schlepped, is pushed, is brought. The police schleps a person out of the tchum. Some men pull a person out without his consent. What's the halacha then? Does that make a difference or not? So that's discussed in Sif Hei. Misha hoitziyoy chutz l'tchum. Somebody's pushed out of the tchum, schlepped out of the tchum. Oiv de kechovim, if I was going that took him out of the tchum, oiru acho, or an evil spirit, or shah kol oynes, or any other particular oynes that made him go out of the tchum, or shishokek v'yotza, or perhaps even just simply walked out by mistake. He was not in intention to end up out of the tchum. Ein lo elo abamas, he is gone for amas only. What happens if he ended up within the tchum? Kidlo yotzis if he never went out. And his entire initial tchum in the entire city will be activated again and valid for him again. And the 2,000 amas beyond as well. But if he went back intentionally, then he only scored 4 amas. So Rabbi said, the halach is a very interesting halach over here. What happens if somebody ends out of the tchum? If somebody ends up out of the tchum without intention, what could be another example? I'm trying to think of another example. Yeah, he didn't mean to, he didn't plan. Sleepwalks, yeah. Somebody sleepwalks. That's quite radical to sleepwalk that far. But yeah, okay, let's say. Somebody is in a holiday and he just walks out of the, he gets lost. He just like went wrong direction. Or, for instance, what else could happen on Shabbos? That is, person is taken to prison, and the police trying to investigate, and after they release him. Oh, sorry, it was my mistake, you're fine. And he's ended up outside the tchum. So now, what are you going to say? So are you saying that, okay, he's outside the tchum, he cannot move? Or are you going to say, no, actually, his tchum is where it was initially. So the halacha is that, yes, he's outside the tchum, so he can only have his 4 amas for where he is now. Yes, he's outside, he ended up outside the tchum, he's got the 4 amas. What happens if he ended up back in square one? What happens then? He ends up back at home for some reason. He sleepwalked back all the way home. And then it's fine. Then it doesn't mean that he has lost that initial tchum. That tchum is fine. He can still use the entire tchum that he had at the beginning of Shabbos. However, if he walked back, that's the interesting halacha, that if he walked back intentionally, so let's say the following case. He walked out of tchum by mistake. He walks out of the tchum by mistake. He ended up well after the tchum. Had suddenly realized, oh no, I'm outside of the tchum. So now he's got 4 amas. And now he realizes, oh no, I'm not in the right place. I want to walk home now. And he now walks home, which is permitted or not permitted. Can he walk home? He can't. Of course he can't. He can't walk home. It's out of the tchum. He can't walk more than 4 amas. And he walked home now. Which tchum does he have now that he's back home? If he walked home, be'issa.
Daladamas, only a Daladamas. That's right. Since he walked back Be'issa, he does not have the Tchum that he had at the beginning of Shabbos, although he's in the same place. And on this, the Ramah finishes. Similarly also, if he entered the Sfina, he entered the boat, V'yotza Sfina, he entered the boat, and the boat went out. Chutz l'tchum, he went outside l'tchum, V'chozo, and he returned achareo, he returned back. The nomel to the porch, Efligo Misham, that he went out from. Hariu kidol yotza, as if he never went out. Da'avelo k'misho, etzio evdi k'chovim v'achsiru, he can't go out. He's got initial tchum as if nothing happened. So the case is follows. Imagine somebody goes in a boat, and the boat leaves. Outside, he goes out of the tchum, and the boat then is returned back to the port. Which tchum does he have? The tchum before he left, or the tchum when he was in the sea? So here the Shulchan Aruch says, he has got the tchum as if he never left. He's got the initial tchum, because he was forced out and forced back in, and therefore he hasn't lost his initial tchum. Okay, let's just summarize what we learned this evening. Tonight, we learned Aruch Zim Tov. Hey, somebody walks out of the tchum, person walks out of the tchum, he only gets 4 amos of where he is. 1 foot, we can be mekel. If a person is outside the tchum even 1 amah, He only has the 4 amas, and we don't calculate the 2,000 amas of the amah where he was. If somebody schlepped out of tchum or goes out of tchum by mistake, then he can, and he ends up back in the initial place, then he's got the 2,000 amas from there. And that was the case of the boat. Okay, and we'll continue Simon Tov Hei Sivov tomorrow. Wish you a good evening.